all you dejected dreams. Just let yourself be free, because even broken wings can fly away.
All right, so what can be done when too much anxiety is part of the equation? Well, that can be medication. That can become part of the mix. It can. Not saying it has to be so. Don't be too quick to say, oh, forget about this. We're starting here, but I'm going to be moving to some things that will let you know some steps you can take that are completely in your own power and have nothing to do with medication. And I mean nothing to do with medication. All right, so let's start here, though. Medication. Several types of prescription medications can be useful, depending on the kind of anxiety that you have. So keep that in mind now. Depending on the kind of anxiety that you have. Generalized anxiety or anxiety in social situations are often treated with the same kinds of medication that are used to treat depression. They take 4 to 6 weeks to work best. Because of this, your doctor may also recommend another type of treatment, such as cognitive behavioral therapy, where the doctor, the therapist, the psychologist, whoever the professional is, will also begin to talk with you about different ways of thinking about the situation so that your different ways of thinking about the situation can lead to different behaviors, different responses to the same types of situation that have been making you anxious. Specific anti-anxiety drugs called benzodiazepines, the oldest of which is Valium, can also be added or used alone, depending on the circumstances. Specific anxieties like panic about tests or panic about public speaking can also be treated by taking a single dose of a medication called a beta blocker about an hour before the feared event. New medications are being developed all the time. Your healthcare provider will work with you to find the ones that work best for you. And again, as is often the case, especially when we're talking about issues that may be partly emotional, and we're talking about issues that may be involving chemical issues with the brain, they may have to literally experiment for a while, working with different medications and or different dosages, again, to find out what will work best for you. Remember, if you're taking medications for anxiety, it's important to follow your doctor's instructions for taking it and never stop taking any anxiety medication without talking to your doctor first. There may be a number of reasons that you'll need to talk with them first, one of which may be if the doctor agrees to discontinue the medication, they may want to slowly and progressively wean you off of it by, say, lowering the dosage a bit at a time or taking some other steps that don't have you just stopping cold. Cognitive behavioral therapy would mean that you'll need to see a therapist or a cognitive behavioral therapist. The therapist will help you identify what types of thoughts and beliefs cause your anxiety. Very often, it is not necessarily the situation that you're afraid of or nervous about that causes the anxiety. It is the way you think about the situation that causes the anxiety. For example, let's say a person has a strong fear of leaving home. They do not want to walk through the front door, back door, or side door of their house to go outside, even in their own yard. I do mean that literally, even to go into their own yard. Now, they have family members who walk out of those doors. Sometimes they walk out the front door, sometimes the back door, sometimes the side door onto the garage or the carport, and they go ahead and get into the car, leave. Or they go through one of those doors just to go into the yard, get the mail, take the trash can around, sit on the front porch, sit in the front yard or stand around in the front yard throwing the football. Hanging out there, talking with neighbors. Nothing happens to them. I mean, things just go well. And day after day, they walk out a door and they come back in through a door and nothing goes wrong. It is not the walking out of the house into the rest of the outside world that is the problem. for that person who is afraid to leave that house, it is the way they think about leaving the house that is the problem. So a cognitive behavioral therapist can help them begin to think about that differently so that over time, that fear, that irrational fear, because remember, irrationality is part of the mix. We talked about that a little earlier. That irrational fear can be overcome, and over time, they can get to the place where they finally begin to step closer and closer to walking through one of those same doors that their other family members walk through as they go outside the house. So again, key here is keeping in mind that any therapy can succeed only if you work on getting better. The therapist just helps by suggesting ways that may help you change and get better. So, new medications, cognitive behavioral therapy, two ways of dealing with having too much anxiety. Here's another one, biofeedback. This is therapy that uses electronics that measure how your body responds to stress. Measuring how your body responds to stress. We would be very, very tempted to think that stress is all about what's going on with the part of us we cannot see, right? Our spirit, our inner man, our inner woman. But the body responds to stress too. And biofeedback is based on the idea that when people are given information about their body's internal processes, they can use that information to learn to control those processes. During biofeedback, the person's connected to a machine that tells you and your therapist when you're relaxing your body. With sensors placed over specific muscle sites, the therapist can read the tension in your muscles. The therapist can read your heart rate and your breathing pattern, even the amount of sweat produced and or your body temperature. Any one of these readings can let the therapist know if you're actually learning to relax. That's definitely key, too, because it's one thing to be told that you need to learn how to relax. It's another thing to have it explained to you how to relax. You know, it's one thing to be told, hey, look, you need to relax. It's something else to be told, this is how you can relax. It's another thing still for them to be able to measure electronically to see whether or not the steps that you've been told about that can help you relax are working for you. You need to relax. Here's how you relax. Now we're measured to see if you really are relaxing by using the techniques that we show you. Biofeedback can be fun. It's almost like playing a computer game. Relaxation techniques can come into play here. Something different, but this is also something that you can do within your own power. And notice here, we're not talking about the use of medication. It may not be necessary. Relaxation techniques can help reduce anxiety and negative thoughts, and in the process, help you manage your stress. Help reduce anxiety and the negative thoughts. Common relaxation techniques include deep abdominal breathing, meditation, listening to calming music. I mean, these are things that you can do yourself, and you know what is truly calming to you. Notice here now, and this is key, it is not about getting the music that you really, 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 really enjoy listening to, and it gets you all pumped up and excited. No, we're talking about reducing stress now. And so this time the music is all about what is calming for you. I'll be right back. Your pressure waves.